Good morning. We're continuing Chayadam. We're starting Klama Malav. So these are the halachas. She's starting out the halachas of brachas, birchas and nehenin, that a person is eating, eating a meal, etc. The first issue he deals with, this klal deals with situation where a person is planning to wash, but he wants to eat something before the meal. First of all, at the end of the siman, he's going to say that it's not always a correct thing to do. If you're about to, ready to wash, so, and then you decide, why not cop a little bite right now, just for a second, before everybody's washing. You can't wait another minute till everybody washes and you start the meal. So that's a bracha shen tzricha. That's a wrong thing to do. So that he touches on the end of the siman. But the case where it's not immediate, the person is not, so we're not faulting the person for wanting to eat something. It's going to be 20 minutes, a half an hour before the meal starts, and he wants to take a little snack to tide him over before the meal starts. So obviously he needs a bracha rishona. The question is, does he need a bracha achrona? Do we argue that since he's going to bench at the end of the meal, let the benching cover the chila which he does before the meal? Or do we argue that this really is an independent chila, not connected to the meal at all, and therefore he needs a bracha achrona on what he eats before the meal? He ate a snack, he started, he finished the snack, and then afterwards he has a meal which he will say hamotzi, and then he will bench for, and the two are not connected. So he introduces that there's two ways which we're going to look at the achila which he has before the meal as being connected to the meal, and therefore it's appropriate to use birchas hamazon of the meal to be the bracha achrona for these items. And there are scenarios where that's not so. So one scenario is that the food that he's eating is an appetizer. So it helps make a person hungry so that he will enjoy the meal better, because the person eats a meal, the te'ovon, because he has a desire to eat it, he's hungry, etc. Takes more pleasure out of the meal and he eats more, etc. So it comes out that this achila which he's doing now is tzarech hasuda, because it opens up his stomach a little bit. So certain foods, people find that tend to, when you eat them, they make you more hungry. They make you more, and that's what they're called appetizers. They increase your appetite. So if a person would eat one of those things with intent of that's its purpose, or something which most people do not consider an appetizer, but he personally finds it to be an appetizer, and it helps him in his meal. So it comes out that this achila is connected to the meal, and therefore it is appropriate and it's acceptable to use the benching as the bracha achrona for this food. That's one option. The other option is even something which is not an appetizer, but as we will see, there are certain foods that even during the meal require a bracha rishona. So a person eats an apple during the meal, he washes and he eats an apple, he has to make a bracha rishona on that apple. So let's say, for argument's sake, he's planning to eat an apple during the meal. Now, even the apples that you eat during the meal, which require bracha rishona, they are included in benching. They do not need a bracha achrona. See, he's planning to eat an apple during the meal. He says, you know what? Why not have an apple now, 15 minutes before the meal, is a snack? Now, have in mind, with the bracha rishona of Brei Pi Yoetz that I'm saying now, I'm covering the apple during the meal. So the apple during the meal benching covers, because it is even though it needs its own bracha rishona, it's part of the meal, and therefore benching will cover it. And so the apple, which is part of the meal, requires a bracha rishona, so I am covering the bracha rishona for the apple during the meal. So this is also a tzarech hasuda. I need to say a Brei Pi Yoetz. So I'm saying the Brei Pi Yoetz during my meal, and I'm saying the Brei Pi Yoetz on this apple before the meal in order to be able to help me eat the apple during the meal. So it comes up, the apple that I'm eating before the meal has an element of tzarech hasuda in it, and therefore it's acceptable to use benching to be yotze the apple before the meal as well, because the apple before the meal is connected in some way to the meal. So that's going to be the general klal that he's going to introduce, that if you can connect the chila before the meal to the meal in some way or other, then the benching will cover it. And if there's no connection at all, the person has to make a bracha achrona before he washes. And the Chayalim will actually point out, and furthermore, even not only does he have to go Chachanah before he washes, but let's say he forgot to do so, or he wasn't sure what the halacha is, then he finds out that the halacha is you say bracha achrona. He already washed for the meal. He's going to bench soon. Benching does not cover it. What he would do is he has to say the bracha achrona by himself. So here's a scenario where a person in the middle of the meal, the person is going to say a brena fashos for that food that he ate before the meal, which he should have said the brena fashos before washing. He didn't do so. He will say the brena fashos during the meal. Possibly even after the meal and after benching, he still needs a bracha achrona for the food from before the meal. And you have to say a brena fashos for that food. Regards to alamichya by Mizernus, it's a little more complicated, and he will talk about that B'ezras Hashem at the end of the klal. Meanwhile, have a good day.